so great things you said with this councilman and
you're so small we didn't see you. Commissioner Mark Havishaw, the Kane County Commission, and Lou Pratt, the road supervisor in charge of roads. So we would like to modify our agenda and have them share some ideas with us on the Meadow Canyon Road. Then they will want to leave and leave the other information to us. So on the Meadow Canyon Road, down at the bottom of your agenda, that was to be introduced by Barbara, which we still do. Proposed by Val Fram. The cons by Brent Fulmer. And open discussion. We want the commissioners to and Brother Lutrak to address us, answer questions. So think in terms of the Meadow Canyon pipeline, Crawford Pass, Fly Canyon, and for other things that have happened. And there are some handouts if we need them. So I think we turn the time over to Mr. Fram.
Okay, before Mr. Fram starts, I'm Karen Sherbrooke. I will be doing the moderating for this particular issue. We have pros and we have cons. We have an introduction. I'm going to proceed according to Robert's Rules of Order. In order for you to be recognized, I will recognize you. That means Sam coming to who you are, present the information. And as I reviewed Robert's Rules of Order, understand it is not the man, but the measure that is the subject of debate. And we will have a debate. In the debate, discussion at this point, remember that it is wherever possible to avoid nor intend to look at the motion, remember, making the presentation. Each person, as a pro and con, will have approximately 10 minutes in their presentation. Now, this would have been done at the end. So this is kind of like out of order, and that's why I kind of jumped up to the front again. Didn't mean to be obnoxious here. Let me say before anything else occurs, there was a time earlier in the year, first part of August, that Art Olani was no longer on the board. I was nominated unanimously, taking position. I'm also running this year for that position. So, as Candace Sunday, I will be doing the moderating, but as Dale has so nicely done, allowed for other people to come forward to give some other information. Thank you.
Okay, I was just asked to do a little bit of an introduction. I don't like standing in front of you. Basically, I just want to let everybody know how this came about. First of all, last about November or so, the Forest Service, Donna Owens, the Panguitch District Ranger, called me up, and Evan Bochelle, and asked me to meet with them, and Dale and I were going to meet with them, and at the time, we were coming up here, it rained or something, I can't remember what happened anyway. And then about 2 days later, they were in Kanab, and they called me up and said, can you meet? And I went over to Dale's office, and he was gone somewhere. I can't remember one of your trips or whatever. But anyway, so we just kind of casually sat down and started talking. I said, well, what's up? What do you guys need? And they said, well, we want to look at some options for accessing the trail up above the Johnny Brown Podunk area, and we want to talk to you guys about cattle and how they're, you know, getting across your gates and onto the forest. And I'd already talked about that before because we've had a lot of problem with the trespassing of the cattle getting out onto the forest up there and people leaving gates open. And so immediately we started discussing this issue, and of course it came up that they wanted to have Meadow Canyon. I said, well, I need cattle guards. And so it'd really help if we could get some cattle guards up there. And I said, we don't have $2,000 or $3,000 for each cattle guard we need to put along that line. And I said, is there any possibility you guys could help us on that? And they said, we would be glad to help you on that. If you will discuss with the county about giving Meadow Canyon to the public, to allow the public to cross your private ground. because we can't really put a cattle guard onto private ground. That doesn't fit in with our outline and our way of doing business up here. And so I said, well, I'm not sure about that one, but we'll see. And so anyway, evidently, I think it was about a week or so later, Donna got hold of Mark Habishaw. Isn't that right? Or you got hold of her. I'm not sure which. And in fact, Mark, would you stand up? This is Mark Habishaw, Kane County Commissioner for Kane County. Lou? This is Lou Pratt. He's the road commissioner for supervisor for Kane County also. Anyway, these gentlemen have spent a lot of time up here with us. But anyway, Mark and Donna talked, and the rest of the commissioners talked, and they asked for us all to put something together. And so if you will recall, in December, with your information that went out at the end of the year, you had a little letter in there that talked about it. And I had met with Donna and with Mark and with all these guys, and we discussed some options and some things that could possibly go, and some different things that could possibly happen. And I decided, or we all decided together, I guess, that we kind of need to get still the membership here. You know, this is a very touchy situation and a very touchy subject. And so we sent that little thing out at the end of the year, and you guys replied back, and it was rather interesting how the results came on that. And but there was more in favor than opposed. And so we said, well, okay, then maybe we'll just take it a little step further and do a little bit more discussion on it. Mark called me and asked me how I'd gone, and I told him, well, there was more in favor than opposed. And so he says, well, that's a good sign. So he wanted to meet with us, and so he came up here, and actually we met with the county commissioners and Lou at least twice on the ground, and then a couple times we've met down in Kanab. Dale, Larry, Britt Fulmer, myself, Lee Beller, a lot of us have gone on road surveys around the ranch, and we've looked at different routes and different opportunities and different things we could do. And basically, Kane County needs to get an access from the southern half of Kane County, or basically the majority of Kane County, and up there on the top of the mountain is Kane County also. And there's no way for the Kane County citizens to get from this part of Kane County to that part of Kane County without going through Garfield County or going through Deer Springs Ranch private property. And so that's why Kane County is so interested in this road, one of the reasons that they're interested in the road. So they basically were looking at whether they could make a route around the private property through the forest, and they would work with the forest on that if it was feasible, or if they could make some kind of a deal with us. So they kept talking to us. We met several times, like I said, went through the road. They presented them. We actually drove up this road, Dale and I and Larry and several of these guys, and we said, we want a covert here, we want a cattle guard here, we want some signs here, we want this. We were pretty demanding, weren't we, Dale? And these guys sat there, and they took notes, and by the time they got to the end of it, I think they were sick of us. But anyway, they went back home, and I said, you know, they said, when's your annual meeting? I said, September. They said, well, then we'll have something together by September. I said, no. Sorry, but we got to send it to our membership, and I have to send it to our membership by August 10th. So you need to have it ready by August 10th. And bear in mind that this was like, I think, about August 1st when we were talking about this. And so these guys really doubled up, and they really made a lot of effort and put a lot of time into it, and came up with some money numbers and presented it to the commission and presented it to the public in a public commission meeting. And that's what you guys got mailed out in your ballots, that proposal that they had put together and the money and the schedule and all that stuff. And that's where it comes to. And basically, that's an introduction. I think that's basically all you need from me. That just kind of tells you how the history of this thing came about.
Thank you, Barbara. I would like to have now Val Cram present one side of the issue, the pros, in order to have this Meadow Canyon Road.
Good afternoon. I received a copy of the Kane County proposal. I don't believe that the membership has received it. I think that it's critical that these copies be made available so that the membership itself can see this proposal. From this proposal, I wrote a resolution and presented it to the board of directors. And part of this resolution is that the board adopt this resolution and recommend it for vote by the membership. Well, anyone that wants to have a copy of the county's letter can do it. We have copies available. My part of the prose is to discuss a little bit about roads that went public, a year ago, 2 years ago? 2002. These are roads that are on our ranch that went public in 2002. Here's a sheet that will show these roads, and that's available here for us all to look at. Put something on top of this too, would you please? There's another sheet that looks very similar to it, but it shows the Meadow Canyon Road. Maybe that's a myth, a Freudian slip. When I said Meadow County Road, but it's Meadow Canyon Road. Concerned with that is the north end of it, the road to Pipeline Canyon, and on out to Crawford Pass. That's way up here at the top. You should look at that. That is part of the forest proposal. There's a blue line down here off of the county road that goes up into the south end of Slide Canyon. It is part of the county's proposal. So anyone that wants to see that may see it. I had printed up these documents for my prose presentation, and on it is a letter that I received by email from Barbara. I thought she really hit it on the head. So here's Meadow Canyon Road, or Barbara on Meadow Canyon Road, and then the part that was included in the packet we mailed out was the Dixie National Forest's proposal. So we should compare what the forest is saying and what the county is saying, and look at what Barbara says, and I believe we'll all decide to open that road up. Oh, there is a statement on this too that would be by me. So I will pass these out. I made 25, so we'll have to kind of spread them out. But I'll pass them out now.
As all of you know, this is a situation that is on the ballot that either you have already voted, or if you have not voted, listening to the information that is being presented. Do you have that? Are you ready to put that stuff out? Okay. I'm going to have pros and cons. Would you please leave questions until we see both sides?
It's on this little map that's coming around. You'll have it in your hand in just a minute.
If you look at this, the Meadow Canyon Road is the main road that goes through the ranch. It goes through the ranch, headquarters, on through past the Broad Hollow, past the fish ponds, to the upper cabins, up to the Iron Gate, where it has the DSR. So, in other words, this is the main road from which most other roads will connect to.
The majority of which
has
already been turned over to the county. Yes.
The road.
We have the documents here on Title 5.
All right, as you're looking at that map, we have had the completion of PROS, the reason why you would have this particular road. Brent Fulmer is going to do a presentation on the cons.
Okay. My name is Brent Fulmer, and I live upon Broad Hollow, and I'm presenting the con portion, except the problem is I have like an hour's worth of stuff, so I got to do it in 10 minutes. All right. So here's how I want to see Deer Springs Ranch. I want to see the animals, and I don't want to see the people. Okay. I think I see plenty of people already, okay? And what scares me, and see, every one of those animals down there I've seen along Meadow Canyon Road, and I kind of figure if we turn it over to the county, this is what I'm going to see, okay? I'm going to see too many people, and this is an interesting thing. I was listening to NPR the other day, and they were talking about sociopaths. And they said 1 out of every 100 people has sociopathic tendencies. Okay? Now, I know I'm the one here, so I'm not worried about anybody else. But what about all these other people coming?
What's sociopath? I'll tell you later.
Divergent personality.
This is the nightmare. And the reason this is the nightmare is because I can be on either side of this. I can be on the ATV chasing the people, or I can be running from them. Okay? All right, Able Assistant. Once again, Commissioner Habershaw, don't take offense to anything. Okay. DSROA versus Kane County, or as I like to think of us as Batman versus the Riddler. Okay, tear that first sheet off. Hey. Okay, DSRLA will be giving away, rather than selling, Kane County 28 acres of prime bottom land, as the farmers like to say. Now, go ahead, tear that one off. Yeah. Okay, there's 5,280 linear feet in a mile. There's 4.6 miles that belong to Deer Springs Ranch. That's a total of 24,288 linear feet, times a 50-foot easement, 1,214,400 square feet, 43,560 square feet in 1 acre, 27.8 acres were given away. Okay. Now, I'm going to quote Dale. How would you like to? Go ahead, tear that next one off. Oh, yeah. Well, I had a little teeny one, and they said it wasn't as effective.
Hey, you got the M5. I'm not.
Okay, we sold lot 259 for approximately $1,250 an acre. 27.8 acres worth at $1,250 per acre is $35,000. Now, here's my question. Why is Kane County willing to pay $201,000 for road improvements for $35,000 worth of property? Now, of course, we know it's not bribe and blackmail, but I had to put that in there. Okay. Now, Barbara and I had a rather spirited discussion the other day when we were coming back to the ranch, and so she was telling me that if we ask the county to pay us for that land, then they won't do the same kind of improvements on that road that we would want them to do if they do take it over. Well, my question is, which is that? Is that a bribe or is that a blackmail? Are they bribing us with more money? Are they blackmailing us, telling us if they do it with eminent domain, they won't do the same job on the road? So, who knows? All right. Tear the next one off. Once again, I don't think you're bribing and blackmailing us. They know where I live. Okay. What makes it worth that much money? Is it the access? Is it the gravel pit? Is it a chance to drive past Brent's 10-story glass brothel? Oh, that's another thing I got to talk to you about. Go ahead and next page. How much time do I get? Oh. Okay, Hog Canyon. This was in the paper the other day. 23.5 miles of trails are open to ATVs. Only 6 miles of those trails are closed to ATVs. And guess what? The barricades are still tore down so the ATVers can ride those 6 miles that are closed. Now, I ask you this. When you got ATVs running up and down our road, are they going to respect our signage? You know, private road, do not come in, you know, dead end, no outlet, whatever. I don't know. I had 25 of them show up at my place one time, and they wanted to know where the Great Western Trail was. So I told them. Wasn't where it was, but I told them. Okay, next page. I send them over to the Podunk. I always send everybody over to the Podunk. Yeah. Kane County has offered to spend $201,000 to provide drainage, cattle guards, gravel, signs, 6 miles of road, of which 4.6 belongs to DSROA, which leads to this question. Ta-da! If you can't even get to DSR, what good is a good road up Meadow Canyon? Okay? All right, next page. All right, $201,000 spent on the Scootenpah at headquarters would put $15,000 per mile to the Brinkerhoff turnoff, $11,000 per mile, and to the pavement near Cannonville, $6,000 per mile. Now, I drove this road last winter. It was all but impassable. And what I'm saying to you is, if I can't get to Meadow Canyon, what good is Meadow Canyon being a good road? And I'd rather see the money put on the Scootenpah, but that's just me. Okay. Okay, traffic volume. Who knows? I'm not here to suppose how many people are going to go up there. But I figure there'll be 5 months worth of travel on the road. You're down to 450, fella. You can't get good help anymore, can you? Okay. All right, 150 days. 2 cars per day, 300 cars. 201,000 divided by 300 cars, that's $670 per vehicle if it's just this year. But next page. Calculated over 20 years, it still ends up at $33.50 per vehicle. That's not counting the member. So my question is who really benefits? All right? I'm a resident of King County, and I already have access to Meadow Canyon Road. So I don't care. Just being facetious. Next page. Okay. Now, who really benefits? DSR does, and Val didn't mention it, but the money can go to the other ranch roads, which are in dire need of work, without question. And I won't make an argument there. Those people who are interested in commercial development of Deer Springs Ranch, you know, having Meadow Canyon go over, that benefits them. It benefits hunters, ATV clubs, and residents of Kane County. Now, see, I'm trying to do this. This is fair and balanced. Okay? Potential problems as I see it. Now, there's a whole laundry list. I didn't want to go through them all. Increased traffic, increased hunting, increased fire danger. Now, you guys know me, retired professional firefighter. I love fire. I love watching other people's property burn. No problem. I don't like seeing my own property burn. Okay. I know you guys could fill this out if you wanted. Okay. Now, and here's the big question that Commissioner Havershaw needs to answer. We need to start contributing to Brent's legal defense fund because Kane County absolutely, unequivocally needs to give us permission to grade that road when we get snow on it or if we have problems. Because I live up there, and when there's 6 inches or more of snow on that road, I plow that road with my ATV. It takes 4 passes, 12 miles of plowing, for me to maintain access to my property. So anyway, there'll be a can out here later because I'll be doing that. And I'm assuming Niall's son will be coming out here to arrest me. If he can get here. What time? 2 minutes. Oh. Okay. Conclusion. Who really benefits and why did you buy here? Okay. I bought here for peace and serenity and quiet and not to hear a lot of vehicles and not to hear a lot of noise and to have the thing have that kind of experience. So I think do I have another page? Nope, that's it. Anyway, if you've already made your mind up, you know, it's okay. If you haven't already made your mind up, I hope this helps. And
perfect.
Within 1 minute. I now will open it up for discussion. Please tell me your name to the audience as to who you are, if you'd like to come forward and use the microphone so that everyone can hear. The chair recognizes Ken Lent.
I was under the understanding that the Lower Slide Canyon was going to be graded by the county. It was not graded last year, I think, when you brought your modulars in. It hasn't been touched this year. It's almost impassable. No one's even looked at it yet, I don't think. This year? Well, it's almost impassable right now. Okay. But anyhow, that was a question. I couldn't remember being graded. Are you going to just do that once a year, or are you going to come back and do that as it gets worse, or you going to wait until we can't get through it?
I'd like to welcome our guests up if they'd like to have some conversation at this point. Luke Pratt.
Yes, a Slide Canyon, we were asked to by Barbara a couple of months ago, and it's actually slipped our minds. We've gotten very busy with other problems in Kane County. We are working towards getting the graders out this direction. Probably within the next couple of weeks, they will be here. It would be best if we had some moisture on the ground, but regardless, the road can be graded. Slide Canyon, we have to ask permission from the BLM before we can grade any kind of a road that is not Class B, which Class B means normally graded by Kane County. And every time we have to, until we're done with these court orders, that we're on court order from federal court to do that. Slide Canyon is a D road. And I believe even if it was upgraded to a B, the map was drawn when we went to court, and even if we upgrade it to a B, we might still have to ask permission from the BLM. Yes, it is. We did. We come up from Kanab. We could. The problem with grain roads that are so beat and when they're dry is if we break the crust, then you'll have some large potholes that, like, developed a couple of years ago when it was so dry from the drought. It is Class B road. We can blade that, maintain that, haul gravel anytime we have the opportunity. Let Mark Cabishaw answer.
Just to go back to Slide Canyon Road for a minute, it is a D road. Under an interim ruling from the court, we agreed to consult with BLM before we do any grading. With a new decision that's come out, that's all going to change. I also think there's a good possibility that we could put Slide Canyon on the B road system because now it accesses private property. So people need to use it every day to get to their home. So I think there are some things we can do on Slide. And on Scutum, you know, Lou's got a limited budget, limited manpower, limited equipment. We're in a very big county. We have a lot of remote roads. Lou's got to work a schedule to get around to the roads, and he does them. But I know that Barbara called me last winter when the snow was so deep and it held for so long, and I personally drove out here in my Jeep, and it's got lockers and low gears and some big tires, and at the gravel pit I could barely get through, the ruts. And I notified Lou of that, and I think we're going to make some improvements of that. I think we need to look at Scooting Pot's entire length, try to identify the problem areas on it. But Lou's correct that without rain, we can't bring water trucks out here to get the moisture on the road to keep it in ideal condition. It's a problem with all of roads. The mountain complains about road maintenance, and we try to do the best we can. I think the road departments, and I think the commission is responsive when we know of complaints. Barbara called Lou about slide, and I told Barbara, did you do a follow-up call, because maybe Lou forgot. I talked to Lou driving out here this morning, and he said, yeah, it slipped my mind. So we'll work with you on these roads. We will. For the county's motivation, I've been aware since even before I was a commissioner of issues with Meadow Canyon and whether or not it was a county road. And when the BLM issued the Title V's to Deer Springs Ranch, I researched it. And Lou Pratt came up with the 81 agreement that clearly said Meadow Canyon Road is not a county road. It's not a public road. And we supported the Title V's that were issued, except with the exception of Sly Canyon Road, because that was a clear RS-2477 right-of-way, and we will not allow a conflicting right-of-way to be issued over a county road by the federal agency. And so you received Title V on all of the roads except Sly Canyon that you requested. To access that portion of the Poncegon, it's an important part of King County. We currently have to drive up 89 into Garfield County, basically through Bryce Canyon and back down into King County. Or you have to come up Scooting Paw and go on the really bad part of Scooting Paw Road between here and Cannonville. And again, go up on the Poncegon, come back south to get into King County. I would like to see if we couldn't fix that. I would like to see all parts of King County accessible from within King County by our residents and by our visitors. And the one plea I would like to make, it's your decision, but aside from the figures and the motives is the concept of community spirit. We're all members, residents, property owners in King County, and we should all support one another. And I would wish, but one of the things you would consider is part of the reason for granting the right-of-way, public right-of-way on Meadow Canyon would be to allow access from your fellow property owners, residents, and tourists to our county. I had abandoned the concept of Meadow Canyon. I had been talking to the Forest Service about looking at what I call the Bulrush Podunk. It's the Pipeline Canyon, and looking at an alternate route to come in again above the gate. And we did an ATV ride with the Forest Service looking at the top of Poncegon, and Donna Owens, the district ranger, said, I sure wish you'd take another look at Meadow Canyon. And that's when I called Barbara and then talked to Dale. We did some field trips, and we're here today with this proposal. It's your choice. It's your private property. It's your right to make a decision whether you want to open it up as a public road or whether you don't. I respect that. We need to move on to other alternatives if you turn it down. But I think we owed everybody an opportunity to consider it. We put a lot of effort into developing the best proposal we could. I heard the figures, and I could take them point by point, but I don't know if that's necessary. I'll probably defer to your question. But I don't agree with the reasoning on a lot of what was presented. But I want to deal with it just on a factual basis, not try to convince you how you should vote, but just make sure you understand the facts of the issue. When we came out and did the field trip, we looked at improvements that Dale and Barbara and Brent pointed out to us. And they were all reasonable improvements, cattle guards, culverts, widening, realignments, road base improvements, the gravel pits right there on the property. There's not a lot of cost for that. And so we just went up the road, and concerning the private property interest, we offered to put county signing up identifying the public portion of the road if Mineral Canyon were deeded or eased over to the county. An additional signing advising people that they're driving through private property for 6 point some miles, respect the private property. On each private road that goes off, we would put a sign, private road, do not enter without permission. Have a phone number that people could contact the headquarters here if they wanted permission to go off Meadow Canyon. We talked to the Forest Service about a maintenance agreement and a snow removal agreement beyond the gate, now up in the forest to the first intersection there, to carry people through the private property and onto the forest, both summer and winter. If they want to do cross-country skiing or snowmobiling or whatever, they would be off the private. We got into the snow removal part of it because as it snows, if people go partway up the road and snow stops them, what are they going to do? They're going to stop there and play on the private. So we said we would work with the Forest Service and we would commit to the snow removal program, keep the road clear of snow, and take people off of the private on up above. The when we did the schedule of construction, the figures that Lou worked up were after the road trip, and they just happened to be what Lou came up with out of the book, and it was almost $202,000 we figured on construction costs, and about $5,000 a year for maintenance and the snow removal, and it wasn't so much and a consideration that we're buying this road for that amount. That never even entered into the picture. It's the cost to the county that we needed to consider in whether the commission would accept offering this proposal or not. So it wasn't a cost for the reference to bottom land and the value. You know, that's not factually correct because that's not bottom land now. That's a road now. See? And you need an improved road. You intend to improve that road someday. The county's simply offering to step in, take over the construction cost, take over the maintenance for you, in exchange for that becoming a public access road. ATVs, we have authority under state law to designate a road open or closed to ATVs. Whether or not that road were considered for Great Western Trail. Right now, Great Western Trail dead ends on the Bull Rush Podunk Road. There's some interest, and I understand some interest even among the property owners here, of running the Great Western Trail through Deer Springs. I think that's your decision. I think we would work with you on that. We wouldn't try to designate it Great Western Trail. We wouldn't try to designate it open to ATV or closed to ATV without your input. So basically, you know, if you look at it, the proposal is either a benefit to you that you can support, or it's not a benefit to you and you don't support it. And either way, we move on, we improve the road and we maintain it, or we move on and look at other options for access to that part of King County. And I respect your decision one way or the other. In this particular instance, the $200,000 comes out of the budget in man hours and in equipment and in fuel, etc. Because the road base is on site, the cost savings is significant. So it's not a specific cash flow budget. It's a man hours and equipment. In other words, It's a priority decision rather than a cost decision, because the equipment and the men are going to be out working somewhere. What we do is transfer them to Meadow Canyon and get that road improved. So.
Something that's going to be done tomorrow. It's a 3-year process.
not done next year and in completion. You're looking at a 3-year program.
Yeah, we just to finish up on that because it's a good question. We developed a, there's the proposal. It's a proposal. There's also a schedule of construction and maintenance. That's the second part of that. And the county agreed in the schedule of maintenance that Lou and Barbara primarily worked out, I believe, that would break it into a 3-year phase. And we would be flexible to the needs of Deer Springs in doing that. In other words, a mutual consent kind of thing, that if we both agreed, we could shift on the schedule. But we'd do it over 3 years, and it's a contractual commitment, you see. In other words, we agree to do what we say we'll do in the first year, the second year, the third year. And if in the third year we haven't met our contractual advisement, we don't get the easement, you see. So I think there's checks and balance protection built in there. When we offered the proposal, we offered to do the schedule as it's written on the piece of paper. That's a good question. I run Scoot & Paw all the time. I go to meetings over in Escalante, Cannonville, Panguitch, and whenever I get a chance, I take my Jeep or even my dual sport motorcycle, and that's the way I go. So I know the road pretty well. I've helped people when they've been in trouble out there, and I've broken down myself, and so I know the use it gets. It doesn't get high use, and you'll see foreigners in rental cars out of Las Vegas, out in the middle of nowhere. And a lot of times you'll see, particularly on Cottonwood, you'll see the oil spill before you find the rental car parked beside the road. But Scoot & Paw doesn't get a lot of use as flow through Cannonville to Kane County. Meadow Canyon is pretty much open to the public most of the year. And the traffic, I don't think, is that much. I think if it were known to be an open county road, it would probably receive some more. But the Donna Owens told me that on Crawford, that's currently washed out, you can't even get it. And they intend to close the ATV bypasses that are currently there, which means the road to the left that's longer that takes you around would be your access. They don't have an interest in correcting the problems on the Crawford Pass Road if it's just going to dead end into private property. So they're waiting to see what decision comes out of this to see what kind of improvements they do to Crawford. So you're right. That's a good question that you've got to look at the whole transportation system in your area and within your ranch and how... And Just a real quick example. We got a call from Best Friends complaining that there were beer parties and other things going on in Hidden Lake, Crocodile, right off the Best Friends property, and it's on BLM. But the road to it goes through Best Friends, and they want to close the road. But we did the research, and there was a court case that decreed that road was a county road. And so what we did was work with Bill's, Best Friends, and Lou put a sign up to respect private property that it could flow through, and we got with the BLM. We did a field trip with Best Friends, kind of similar to what we did on Manuel. There's now picnic tables and garbage cans there, and the sheriff's department drives through there every once in a while, and I haven't heard any more complaints from Best Friends. So that's just a positive example, but I think it just is an example of the degree that the county will go with its citizens and organizations to try to work out problems. Well, what we do if first of all, in an emergency under state law, you can repair the road. Deer Springs Ranch can repair the road in any emergency. You don't need to contact the county. So if you need to fill in a road to get onto your destination, you can do that currently under state law. Be up here within a day or two at the most, and we would do a full grading on Scootum to Deer Springs and on up to the Forest Service, wherever we terminate that agreement with the Forest Service, and then we would come back and continue on and grade the rest to the county line north. So we would come in here and we'd do that grading repair all at one time. And do you want to add any more to that?
That's a good point, because our priority is completely washed out roads. You know, we've had an extremely rare winter. Our whole summer has been just trying to repair those problems, mainly up on Cedar Mountain, where there's thousands of homeowners, and our priority is washed out roads. You know, Scootum Paw gets in some rough conditions, mainly because we're probably somewhere else getting a road opened up, and you know, so you can guarantee our priority is to get people in and out on these county roads. All the way up to Cannonville, especially in the wintertime, is not priority. You know, snow removal, we prioritize snow removal because we realized that there were school kids coming from Deer Springs Ranch and Scootum Paw Ranches, and you know, we've tried to do our best, and I think everybody's been happy with snow removal up until we got devastated last winter, and it was just a, you know, a very rare occasion that winter happened.
Are you speaking of the fire district? There is no special district for the, pardon? The snow removal? Yeah, that's under authority of the fire district. They got that authority through public process last fall. Yeah, if I could just, I want to respond to the last 2 points, because whether or not covenants and supermajority vote, that's your decision. I'm not going to get into that. And we've talked enough about the rate of traffic. You can decide that. But I would like to go back factually on the Cedar Mountain situation. The Water Conservancy District has been implementing water improvements up there. We partnered with the Water Conservancy. In the last 3 or 4 years, we probably spent over $1 million up there improving roads. When they go in and put a water line in, we go in and do the road improvements with them. So the people on Cedar Mountain have received vastly improved roads by the county just in the last few years. The other issue that's important is on the snow removal. It's not analogous to the Meadow Canyon Road, and let me explain why. There are subdivisions up there with subdivision roads, numerous city-type municipal roads that go from house to house within a subdivision. That's not what we're talking about here. We could not go up there with our budget and commit to removing snow from Cedar Mountain and all the subdivisions when the mountain is transitioning from a mountain that was a rural cabin mountain site where you visited in the summer. If you went up in the winter, you accessed your cabin by snowmobile, snowshoes, or ski to more and more full-time residents. $350,000 home, $500,000 home. The very purpose of special service districts is to take county services that are very minimal, right, at a low tax rate. And when you move towards more of a municipal type of setting and you want more services, you pay for those services through a special service district. And that's what they did up there, because they're subdivision roads, see, that access home. This is a single road that passes through the ranch, not unlike Studenpaw. We've entered into a contractual agreement to do snow removal, and our commitment to do snow removal would not involve fees or special services.
If there are no other questions here for King County individuals, Mr. Cram? Excuse me, I did not see your hand up. Present yourself, please. Thank you. Beverly?
Getting through as far back to Canal.
Did you say lot 305? Which lot?
I would say 3 years. That's, we've proposed it in 3 different phases to give us plenty of time to complete the 6 miles of road construction. Once that's done, you will have a very hard gravel surface, completely drained. Your biggest issue up there now is the drainage. Everything drains to the bottom of the canyon, and you know, with the excessively wet winter or even just a good hard rain, doesn't matter how much gravel's on the road, if you don't drain and handle the water, it'll be impassable. So I would say 3 years, you should have a very good all-weather road.
My question for Mr. Habershaw is, one of your comments was that
the county is going to wait and see what Deer Springs does today. And you said you have other alternatives. The thought went through my mind about condemnation. Is the county considering condemnation?
I didn't realize this was even an issue till I heard it had come up among the membership, and then I had to reflect on it, and I'll share that with you, because I told Barbara sometimes I tend to be brutally honest, but I'm an extreme public rights advocate. I think you know I've carried on quite a battle with federal agencies to preserve grazing and road access throughout the county, and so my next alternative would be to go back to the Forest Service. And the BLM attempted to issue the Forest Service a third-party Title V over the Bulrush Podunk to access the trailhead. And I told Dave Hunsaker we would not permit that, and they haven't done it yet. I talked to Donna Owens about taking that same access up to that trailhead and somehow looking at crossing over to above the gate. Very tough terrain. I don't know if we can do it or not. But the Forest Service is in the middle of their long-term planning process right now. I would go up there with Lou, and I would go up there with engineers, and I would look if there is some routing that we could skirt the Deer Springs private property using the Bulrush Podunk Road and then coming across forest on a forest permit to gain that county access. And I don't know whether that's feasible or not. My personal position on condemnation is that my duty, and I think the duty of all three of us as county commissioners, to consider the best interest of the county. If there were a point in time where we believe that condemnation to acquire Middle Canyon Road was truly in the best interest of the county, to the point that it outweighed private property interest, which I have a significant interest in protecting, we would have to consider. But in my view, it would be a last resort, and it's not imminent, you know. So I hope that answers it. If there's further follow-up questions on where I stand on that, I'll be glad to try to answer them. I do not believe that the, you know, on condemnation, fair market value is what the county would have to pay. And there was, I won't get into what that value might be, but it would be fair market value, not at bottom land price, but existing road price. You know. Well, I think you know that we can't do that. We can't take county tax money and put it in a private entity's budget. I don't know if you're being facetious or what, But we can't do that legally. I live 8/10 of a mile off of 89, 10 miles east of Kanab. And my road gets washboardy to the point that when I drive my 93 Dodge pickup on it, it skitters and shakes. 8/10 of a mile. You live a lot farther than that. You knew that when you moved out here. We haven't let that road deteriorate from when you bought here. See, so what I'm telling you today is that we'll work with you where we can, but we can't improve the roads to chip seal today because there are other county-wide higher priority roads. Cottonwood has got significant problems with it. I told Dale and both Barbara, I've got to be honest with you, that before I supported improving the Scootum to Deer Springs, I believe we have to do something to make the road to Cannonville better. That's a community road. It's a major transit road for our tourists and our residents. It should be better. I know years ago Taylor complained that he had to haul something over the road, I think. And that's where I run into people that are stuck in the clay, in the washed out washes. They bottom the sedan. It's terrible that way. So I empathize with you, but I'm not going to stand up here today and make false promises either. You know, I don't look for significant improvements to Scootum Paw in the near future. You know.
Thank you. Appreciate that. One thing I'd like to commit is everybody's probably seen the large pile of gravel that we have sitting at the windmill there, what we call Slide Canyon. It's actually just down the road a few blocks. That gravel is earmarked to go on that road, which is probably where the worst of the damage was last year. And that gravel will be put on that road. I'm not going to promise it, but I will try to guarantee that it'll be this fall, before winter hits again, and that'll go a long ways in improving that road. Just that alone, there's probably about $50,000 worth of gravel sitting there. The main reason we had it crushed was because we were about to lose an existing permit from the Grand Staircase Monument, and we didn't want to lose out on that permit worth of gravel, so it hasn't got put on the road yet because it wasn't scheduled to do that, but it desperately needs it, and that's the area that it needs to be put on, and that's probably going to be at least $125,000 to $150,000 project that I would say is scheduled for the Scootum Paw Road, probably from about Timber Mountain back to just this side of where the gravel sits is where it needs to go, and we are going to work on and put that on the road. Hopefully this fall would be the best time.
Well, the Forest Service doesn't often take our counsel. And so I don't know what their motives are. I'm just reiterating what Donna told me. And I think she told you folks the same thing, and her reasoning is to reiterate it, that why should we spend that kind of money on a road that dead ends at a private property gate? That's her reasoning. However you take it, that's her reason. But if that was the Forest Service, and I believe the BLM, Dave Hunsaker didn't express too much enthusiasm in it, but I think the field office and the Forest Service has an interest and a need in public access on Meadow Canyon. Whether or not it's holding hostage or playing chips, I don't know. I don't really want to go there, but it is apparently part of the proposal that the Forest Service is offering. And if you voted down this proposal, as I've said, my intent is to go in and ask the Forest Service to look at a route around. And if we were able to accomplish that, then we would need the improvements to make that all work. But I know that's going to be very, very difficult. That's nasty, rugged terrain. We ran into Barbara on horseback as we were hiking it, Lou and I, to take a look at it. It's atrocious terrain. I'm not looking forward to trying to make that work. But that's the next step, is to look at that, to try to make that link. I hope the Forest works with you individually and as a homeowners group in a fair and equitable manner. Beyond that, I... You know. I've talked to the sheriff's well aware of issues on Meadow Canyon Road. There's been a lot of conflicts on that road. Some of them getting out of cars and almost to the point of throwing blows. Right now, Meadow Canyon is an easement that allows emergency service access, law enforcement, medical, and fire. So the sheriff has access through Meadow Canyon Road at the present time. What he couldn't do is take public road enforcement action on it because it's a private road, and you know his deputies are spread pretty thin. So again, I don't want to tell you they'd be up here every day patrolling, but certainly they would include this in their patrol pattern, and they would be able to take enforcement action along the road. I'm not sure that's a question for me, but...
can we address that to the board?
Well, I guess all I would do is say that we've tried to take steps to mitigate that issue. County signing. There would be a large sign at either end. that would say the next 6 miles you're going to be passing through private property. Respect the property. You don't have permission to exit this road, and with a phone number there. You know, if you have an interest in the private property, contact this number. At every private road that would go off Meadow Canyon, we would have a sign identifying that as a private road that you need permission to travel. And then the installation of cattle guards and getting rid of the gates is to let people not mess with gates, not leave them open, not have to get out of their car and maybe climb over a gate and start, you know, down in a stream. There's no reason to stop because there's a cattle guard. There's no gate to open. The agreement with the Forest Service to extend to create a parking lot up on Forest Service at that first intersection, and the county would maintain that under Forest Service agreement. The county would remove snow to that point where people could park. It takes them up, maybe a half a mile beyond the private property to keep them away from the private property. It's similar to what I described that we did with Best Friends, with good effect. That's working. And if there's other things that we need to do, we'd be willing to consider them, you know, to protect the private property interest. It's not a perfect world. I don't want to tell you that if you approve this, it's going to be absolutely perfect. I'm not saying that. But I think you'll have a vastly improved road. The road will be reshaped. It'll be road-based. It'll have drainage. There'll be signing protecting private property. The traffic going through will go through. And so that money that you would have put into Meadow Canyon, both for construction and maintenance, to go to other roads that you need work on. And so the question is that overall in your best interest, to your benefit, or is it not? If it's not, vote it down. If you think it works for you, vote to approve it. I would like to say that I'm very grateful that Lou and I didn't walk in and there wasn't a lynchman's noose. All right, thank you.
I will invite another question. We need to pull this together because we're out of the order in which we're supposed to have done this and we're running out of time. Did you have a question for the senator? See, I got him already up there, the commissioner. Did you have a question? Okay, there's a question on the board.
I just want you to be aware that Mark
Thank you, gentlemen. Board, would it be appropriate to have a 10-minute break and come back quickly? 10-minute break? I have 20 after by 3:30.